The Kerala story. Who is hiding the reality? To capture Muslim votes in Kerala, both the ruling CPM-led Left Democratic Front and opposition Union Democratic Front are opposing screening of The Kerala Story, which portrays reality of love jihad. The plot of The Kerala Story. A Hindi-language film, directed by Sudipto Sen and produced by Vipul Amratlal Shah, follows the story of a group of women from Kerala, who have converted to Islam and joined the extremist Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. In other words, the movie is about reality of love jihad. However, both the ruling CPM-led Left Democratic Front, LDF, and opposition Union Democratic Front, UDF, are opposing the film tooth and nail. What is shocking is that both fronts started shouting at the top of their voice against the film, released on May 5 in Tamil, Telugu and Malayalam languages also, on the ground that it is meant to kill secularism. Members of the front had only seen the teaser of the movie. Still, both fronts have been calling for banning it. On second thoughts, CPM looks like reconciling with the ground realities. The party members find it difficult to justify their blatant, double standards in their present approach towards the Kerala story. And the stand they took 2-3 months back with respect to the BBC documentary India, The Modi Question. When BJP and RSS-inspired organizations opposed the movie, both LDF and UDF were in chorus to support the screening of the BBC documentary. At that time, freedom of expression was the slogan they raised to support their argument. Now, they find it hard to show even an iota of justification for their double standards. Widows justify Islamic radicalization shockingly. The Indian widows of jihadis who joined ISIS are of the view that the terror unleashed by their husbands has been decided by Allah. A video of Indian women who joined ISIS surfaced on the internet in 2020. The video comprised accounts of Sonia Sebastian, aka Isha, and Nimisha, aka Fatima, narrating how the new converts have made inroads into Tora Bora from Kerala. Both women disclosed that they would like to return to Kerala and that their husbands were killed in Afghanistan. Sonia Sebastian, a Christian girl from Kerala who married Abdul Rashid, an ISIS terrorist assassinated in Afghanistan, went to Khorasan to live an Islamic life under the caliphate, but her expectations were not met once she reached there. "I came to Khorasan in 2016. We were expected to live an Islamic life under Islamic law. Now, I want to return to India, to my husband's family," Sonia could be heard saying in the video. Sonia embraced Islam and adopted the name Aisha. She was among the 21 men and women from Kerala who left India in batches to join ISIS in Khorasan in Afghanistan. Her husband had been identified as the main conspirator for Islamic State recruitment from Kerala. "We believe in Qadar, predestination. Whatever happened, both good and bad, came from Allah. We are expected to be pleased with whatever Allah designed for us," Sonia replied, says when asked whether she regretted what happened. Nimisha, a dentist from Thiruvananthapuram, was a Hindu before converting to Islam. Her husband Isa was a Christian before accepting Islam. They later joined ISIS in Afghanistan. Nimisha said that she would love to visit her mother provided she is not arrested. In the video, Nimisha said that Allah will take care of her child if she was killed in the jihad. She said that she led a happy life with her husband in Khorasan until his death. More than 1,400 men, women and children, Sonia, Nimisha and their children, surrendered to the Afghan government in November and December 2019. Both Sonia and Nimisha long to return to India and have cut her all their connections with the Islamic State. However, Strat News Global, an agency that uploaded the video, questioned viewer, "Are they genuinely disillusioned with the Islamic State, and do they pose a security risk?" Meanwhile, members of the Film Exhibitors United Organization of Kerala, FEUOK, have stated that banning the Kerala story was not at all useful because the audience would watch the film when it releases on OTT. FEUOK office bearer Suresh Shanoy, who is also owner of a movie house complex in Kochi, opined that banning a film is not a good precedent. It is akin to censorship. Kerala CM's false accusation. In a Facebook post on April 30, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan falsely accused the Sangh Parivar of making this movie to spread lies. But his senior party colleague and LDF convener Abe Jayarajan opined that banning the movie is not a solution. CPM State Secretary M.V. Govindam passes the buck to the government. He said it is up to the government to take action. Kong supports state government. Congress is trying to make its presence felt in the southern state. Congress leader and the UDF convener M.M. Hassan told the media that, they can sell the tickets, but, let us see who is going to watch it. He does not miss the chance to flatter CPM Supremo and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan. He says how can the movie be screened if the state chief minister says, no. Battle for Justice Nimisha, a victim of love jihad, left scars on her family. Her distraught mother, Bindu Sambath, yearns to get her daughter back to India. She narrated her pain and ugly menace of love jihad during an earlier interview with Organizer. Bindu Sambath, a housewife from Attingal in Kerala, is an anguished mother. She has been running from pillar to post to get her child since 2016. Bindu's testimony to Organizer revealed how Islamic radicalization has spread its pernicious influence in the southern state for the past decade. Her daughter Nimisha, a BDS student, was taken away by a jihadi group linked with ISIS to Afghanistan. Since then, Bindu has been knocking doors of high officials seeking a helping hand to bring her daughter back. An ordinary Hindu woman without much exposure to the outside world, Bindu said she was too late to realize that her daughter had fallen prey to love jihad. She is just one of many devastated mothers who live with the trauma of being separated from their beloved daughters. But unlike others, she dared to take on the menace that has been haunting Kerala society for quite a long time. During the interaction, Bindu opened up on the much suppressed yet important chapter in her daughter's life. Though Nimisha married Baksan aka Aisa, another Muslim youth tried to trap her into love jihad. Sajjad Rehman was a classmate of Nimisha in a medical entrance coaching center, Thiruvananthapuram. He was after my daughter and even she complained about that to my son several times. Her friends later revealed that the relationship between Sajjad and Nimisha developed further in the next 2 years when she was in Kasaragod, she recalled. Threat to mother from Islamist. Sajjad's role in radicalization of her daughter is quite apparent. Later, I came to know that Sajjad's mother had taken my daughter to the Salafi center in Statue Junction, Thiruvananthapuram. She insisted that Nimisha should convert to Islam if she wanted to marry Sajjad, said Bindu. The sobbing mother continues, she became pregnant. Conceding to the persuasion of Sajjad, she underwent an abortion in a hospital in Mangalore. Her daughter was good at studies. She cannot figure out why her daughter weaned away from Hinduism. Later on, a police officer also admitted that he was aware of Sajjad Rahman's role in 2015 itself. Sajjad threatened me claiming that he has high influence in the Kerala police and nobody can even touch him. Now he is practicing as a doctor in Jipmer Medical College and has married another girl, said the distraught mother. Bindu alleges that certain faculty members of the Century Medical College, run by a Muslim management, also played a pivotal role in this whole affair. Describing her daughter as an easy target for love jihad, Bindu said Nimisha was a stage performer, a state-level award winner in Bhagavad Gita chanting and a Bharatanatyam performer. Moreover, she did her schooling from an eminent institute known for inculcating Hindu spiritual wisdom with modern education, said the mother. However, Bindu recalled a strange incident which fueled her suspicion. On November 16, in 2015, my son called her on the phone but she didn't answer. After several attempts, she attended my call but handed over the phone to her classmate Mariam Abam Jacob, wife of Yahya, she says. Yahya, Betson, before getting converted to Islam, appears in the later part as Nimish's brother-in-law. Next day, she met the then State Home Minister Ramesh Chenithala, and filed a police complaint. However, once the police took over the case, everything turned upside down and it escalated out of control. Bindu remembered a group of Muslims including Yahya, who was later assassinated in Afghanistan while fighting for ISIS, present outside the court, which did not rule in her favor. Thereafter, Bindu couldn't correspond with her daughter. Hoping that she would respond to me, I used to leave a post on Facebook asking her whereabouts daily. I started getting replies after 55 days. She told me she is in Palakkad, Kerala, with her husband's family. I managed to get her address and reached there. The parents of my daughter's husband are Christians but both their sons converted to Islam. Financing ISIS. The mother remembered the day when Aisa called her to inform her about their departure for abroad. One fine morning, Aisa called me on the phone and said they were going to Sri Lanka for carpet business. Immediately, she contacted his parents, who too reiterated the same. The real culprits were his parents. With the connivance of his father and stepmother, he sold his property worth 60 lakh rupees. Later, Bindu learned that they used the amount to meet the travel expenses of the 21 people who migrated to Afghanistan, Syria to join ISIS. As soon as the conversation ended, Bindu got a call from ISIS claiming that the couple was safe. "This shows that there was proper communication between ISIS and his family," said Bindu. Subsequently, Bindu continued receiving audio messages on WhatsApp until July 4, 2016. Thereafter, no messages at all. On July 8, 2016, Bindu visited ADGP Srilekha, IPS, at her office, but her lack of sensitivity was apparent. They might have gone for a honeymoon trip. Maybe they are observing Eid al-Fitr. She headed for Palakkad again to meet the parents of Baksan, aka Isa, her son-in-law. His stepmother said, "Your daughter was taken to Afghanistan and she would be used as a human bomb." Her words fell on Bindu's ears as a bolt from the blue. "I have lost all faith in the state police. I want to fight the case in the Supreme Court, but I have heard that it costs too much. I am a trustee of a Tukul Devi temple, known as the Shabarimala of women." A beautician by profession, Bindu says she has got more than 6,500 wedding makeup works in her 26-year-long professional life. But in the last year, she received only one makeup work. "Now I am abandoned by our own people. My own people are isolating me. I have not been invited for a single marriage function for the last 1 year. All I have done is I came out openly against the injustice meted out to my daughter. If our own people don't support me, whom should I approach? I don't know anything about religion or politics. All I know is I want to get my daughter back," the hapless mother lamented. There have been several love jihad cases in Kerala, even though it is not an officially acknowledged terminology. Some parents even tell the media that their children have joined IS with their boyfriends or husbands. Since their names are familiar in the media, people cannot forget them easily. Still, both LDF and UDF try to simplify the issue. The government does not move a single finger against Kakukali drama, even though the high priests of Christian churches have demanded to ban it as it is an insult to Christianity. The film once again proves that both LDF and UDF are in tight competition to grab the Muslim votes. Otherwise, what on earth makes them think and say that a movie against the IS and anti-national forces is against the secular fabric of the society and leads to polarization and divide? Topics: Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, The Kerala Story, CPM-led Left Democratic Front, State Government of Kerala, Kerala CM's false accusation, CPM State Secretary, Muslim votes in Kerala, ISIS love jihad.